This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The last several weeks we've been going through several names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to His might and His power and His domination. Names like Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Qawi, Al-Mateen, and last week Al-Qahir, Al-Qahar. All of these names revolve around the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power and His domination over His creation. We move on tonight to names related to Allah's power and might in action. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to help and supporting and aiding the believers. So these names, we have three names tonight: An-Nasir, An-Nasir, and Al-Ghalib. An-Nasir, An-Nasir, and Al-Ghalib. As for An-Nasir, it's been mentioned only once in the Quran, and it was not mentioned as An-Nasir, but rather as Khayrun Nasirin. He is the best of helpers. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, بَلِلَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ. Allah is your protector and He is the best of those who help. He is the best of helpers. As for An-Nasir, it's been mentioned four times in the Quran. And so in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمُوا فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. If they turn away, if they don't comply, then know that Allah is your protector. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. He is, what an excellent protector He is, and what an excellent نَصِيرُ. What an excellent helper He is. And we find the same phrase, نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, we find it again in Surah Al-Hajj. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. And hold fast to Allah, He alone is your mawla, your guardian. What an excellent guardian and what an excellent helper. So this is in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 78. In Surah Al-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ. Allah knows best who your enemies are. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. Allah is sufficient as a guardian and He is sufficient as a helper. In Surah An-Nisa, verse 45. And finally, the fourth place where An-Nasir is mentioned is in Surah Furqan. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And we have made enemies for every prophet from among the mujrimeen, from among the criminals, the wicked. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هادياً وَنَصِيرًا وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادياً وَنَصِيرًا. But sufficient is your Lord as a guide and as a helper. So these are the places where al-Nasir is mentioned. As for the third name that we have tonight, al-Ghalib, it's been mentioned only once in the Quran. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse 21, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah is predominant over His affair. He is above and predominant. However, most people do not know. So this is Ghalib. However, it has also come in the verb form in the Quran. Allah saying that He will be predominant, above, victorious. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has decreed, I and my messengers will certainly prevail. I and my messengers will certainly prevail. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. And surely Allah is all-powerful, almighty. In Surah Al-Mujadilah, verse 21. So when we reflect over all of these verses and these three names of Allah, what do we find? We find that they have all been mentioned in verses in the context of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to the aid and the help of His loyal servants over their enemies, granting them victory and domination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is dominant and victorious over His enemies. That's what the name Ghalib teaches us. And Allah is also coming to the aid of the believers, giving them support and help and dominance and victory over their enemies. And that we learn from An-Nasir and An-Nasir. And these names are as a result of Allah's power. So the names that we learned earlier, the names related to Allah's might and His power and so on and so forth, this is where we see them in action. This is where we see them in action. And so even if all odds are against the believers, in the material sense, Allah still gives them victory and support and allows them to prevail and be victorious over their enemies. That's as a result of Allah's might and His power that no one can overcome. And so what do these names teach us? There are several lessons that we learn from these names of Allah. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true helper and the true victor who helps and grants victory to His messengers and to their followers who believe in them. And so Allah is the true source of help and victory over the enemies. He is a true source. And so we shouldn't be looking anywhere else for help and aid over our enemies. And so those who are truly victorious are those who Allah grants them victory. And those who are defeated are those who Allah abandons and deserts and forsakes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say? إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. That if Allah helps you, so here we have the verb of an-nasir and an-nasir, the verb form. يَنْصُرُ إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah comes to your aid and helps you and supports you, then none can defeat you. No one will be able to defeat you if Allah comes to your aid. And the opposite. وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. And if he deserts you, if he abandons you, then who will come to your aid after him? What this ayah teaches us is that the only true source of help, of nasr, of aid and victory, is with Allah, for the believers. As for the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they have no aid. They have no one to help them and grant them victory. Even though they are victorious at times, and they have aid and they have help. So what does it mean that they don't have any aid and they don't have any help? It means that true aid and true help is only from Allah. And all other aid and help is artificial. And that's why Allah ends the verse by saying, فَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Therefore, let the believers put their trust in Allah. The second thing that we learn from these names, following up on that point, is that throughout the Quran, Allah reminds us that there is no true helper besides Him. Why? Why does Allah remind us of this fact throughout the Quran? It's so that we turn to Him alone for that help. In times of need, we should only be turning to Allah. That's what Allah wants us to learn, when He constantly reminds us of that. And so, for example, Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. You don't have anyone besides Allah as a guardian and a helper. And Allah says, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Help and victory is only from Allah. You won't find it from anywhere else. So Allah constantly reminds us of this fact. And this is what we find that the prophets and the messengers of Allah and the believers, their followers, they understood this very well and they believed in it. And they were certain of it. And they had conviction in their hearts that yes, the only place where we will get help and support is from Allah. So what did Nuh alayhi salam say when his people told him to abandon these people who are looked at as being low in society? Because one of the things that they accuse Nuh alayhi salam of is that your followers are the low people in our society, the lower class. If you are truly a prophet from Allah, you should have been from the elite and we should be following you. So what did Nuh alayhi salam say in response? وَيَا قَوْمِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ طَرَدْتُهُمْ. My people, if I was to abandon them, these followers, then who will come to my aid? Who will come to my aid? Allah will punish me. Who will come to my aid? No one. I have no helper. There is no source of help besides Allah. And Salih alayhi salam said something similar to that to his people. فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ عَصَيْتُهُ. Who will come to my aid if I disobey Allah? So they understood very well that an-nasr, help and support and victory, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the third point, based on what we just mentioned, these names should plant in our hearts the seed of conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the believers and will certainly aid us against our enemies, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. It is a promise of Allah, and Allah does not betray His promise. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, it is upon us to help the believers, to give them victory. It is upon me. Allah has taken it upon Himself. إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. We will certainly help and aid our messengers and those who believe, both in this worldly life and on the day of judgment. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised victory to His messengers and their followers and the believers in general. So coming now to the fourth point, why is it then that we find ourselves, our ummah, in the state in which we are in, where our enemies have the upper hand wherever we look, and we find Muslims defeated and not victorious, and Allah not coming to their aid and their help? Firstly, we should understand that true victory is not by material standards only. And so if we are not victorious in this dunya, material, in the material sense, defeating our enemies outwardly, having the upper hand militarily in this dunya, then we will surely be victorious in the akhirah. And so there were prophets and messengers killed by their people. Do we say that they were defeated? Likewise, many companions of the Prophet ﷺ were defeated. They were killed before Allah granted victory to the Prophet ﷺ. Do we say that those companions were defeated and they didn't gain victory? No, we don't say that. Likewise, throughout our Islamic history, we find brave heroes who stood up and fought the enemy, but they were slain and they were killed until this very day. And they did not achieve the victory in the material sense, in the sense of the dunya. Do we say that they were defeated and they did not achieve victory? No, of course not. They have attained victory with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so there is no greater victory than the victory of shahada and martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, yes, Allah has promised us victory. He has promised to come to our help and to aid us and support us over our enemies. But Allah has not specified when that will happen. And so one of the companions who was from the youth of the Sahaba, Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu, he says, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining to him when we were in Mecca. And so he was sitting by the Kaaba And I came and I said to him, أَلَا تَنْتَصِرُ لَنَا أَلَا تَدْعُو لَنَا. Will you not pray to Allah to grant us victory? Will you not pray to Allah to come to our help, to our aid? Look at what we're going through. We're being subjugated. We are being tortured. We're going through what we're going through. And our enemy has the upper hand. Will you not pray to Allah for us? So, what did the Prophet ﷺ reply with? He said, among the nations that have preceded you, there would be a man, meaning from the believers, who would be placed in a ditch. And then he would have a saw brought and placed over his head to slice him in half. Yet that torture would not make him to give up his deen. His body would be combed with iron combs that would remove his flesh from the bones and the nerves. And yet that would not make him to abandon his deen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taking an oath by Allah, again showing us how much conviction the prophets and the messengers had of Allah being with us and Allah aiding us and coming to our help and granting us victory. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah, this deen will prevail until a traveler travels from Sana'a to Hadramaut, a long distance in the desert, not fearing anyone except Allah or the wolf over his sheep. And then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. However, you are a people who are hasty. You don't have patience. You don't want to sacrifice. You don't want to go through trial and difficulty. You want the victory now. And so what this shows us is, yes, Allah has promised us that He is Al-Nasir, Al-Nasir, Al-Ghalib. And He will come to our aid and grant us victory, but He has not specified when that will happen. But what we do know for certain is that that aid and that victory is near. That's what we have to be convinced of. We have to be sure of that. Because Allah has also promised that His victory is near. أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. That indeed the Nasr and the victory of Allah is near. Thirdly, answering this question of, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly the helper and He has promised to come to our aid, answering this question, why is it that we don't see that happening? Thirdly, Allah's help and victory, it comes with strings attached. It comes with certain conditions. Allah has a part to play, and He will do that. He has promised to do that. But He has also put something on us to do. We have a part to play. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. In Surah Muhammad, which is also known as Surah Al-Qital, the Surah of fighting and jihad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, if you stand up for Allah, what Allah actually says is, if you support Allah, if you help Allah, then Allah will help you. and will make your feet firm. So what does it mean that if we help Allah, Allah is not in need of help? What that means is, if we help the deen of Allah, if we stand up for Allah and His deen and not abandon it, and make sure that we advance the deen of Allah and uphold it, then Allah will come to our support and help us. And so it is conditional that we obey Allah and uphold His deen if we want His help and His victory. And so the reason why we find ourselves in the situation that we find ourselves in is not because Allah is not fulfilling His promise, but rather we are not fulfilling our end. We are not doing what we are supposed to do. And that brings us to the last point, that what we learn is that Allah's help and victory and aid is not for the lazy and those who don't want to put any effort into it and they want to give up easily. It is something that comes with effort and with sacrifice, starting with our own selves. And so if we want to defeat our outward enemy, we have to first defeat our inner enemy. And that is our evil inclining nafs and shaitan. Once we have defeated that, then we'll be able to turn to our outer enemy and defeat him with Allah's aid and Allah's help. And all of that only comes through persistence and perseverance and patience. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Know that victory, Allah's victory and Allah's aid and help, only comes with patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. And Allah's relief from our difficult situation only comes through calamity. We have to go through hardship in order for the relief to come. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And that with difficulty comes ease. With difficulty comes ease. And this is what we see in the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their followers, that they didn't achieve the victory that they achieved. And this is throughout time, whether it is in the time of the prophets and the messengers or after them, until the Day of Judgment. What do we find? We find that the sunnah of Allah is that when the believers put in the effort and stick their feet in the ground relentlessly, persevering, being patient, putting in all of that effort, sacrificing everything they have, only then does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the victory. As for those who want to take it easy and expect Allah to give us victory, and they don't want to put in the effort, starting with themselves, then they're living in illusion. And so these are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should bring hope to us. And so we should be convinced, we should have this yaqeen in our hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant His help and His aid and His support and His victory to his believing servants, but it comes with that condition. It comes with that condition. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us his victory. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring relief and aid to the Muslims wherever they are, and to grant them victory over their enemies. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.